Welcome back to Catholic Radio Hour. Today, Brother Ramon will juggle 5 chainsaws while smoking a cigar and mercifully punching a heretic in the face.
Welcome to the Dude Catholic Podcast. I'm your co-host, Adrian, sitting poolside at Dude Catholic Manor with a man who doesn't pay attention. Attention pays him.
I'm Ramon. That's pretty good.
Yes, you are.
That's and clever.
Yes, and yes, it is. It pays dividends, whatever that means.
Compound interest and such.
Yes. Today, we finish our series titled
Mercy,
Divine Mercy. And today's episode is called
Better Than I Deserve.
Indeed. We saved that one for last because it's pretty darn good. Now, as a matter of fact, there's a couple of things that I say whenever someone asks me, how you doing? One of them I stole from Dave Ramsey, Better Than I Deserve, and he stole it from someone else. I don't know where. But indeed, we are better than we deserve. Also, the other one I stole from, I believe it's Pope Francis, who said, not bad for a sinner. I like those two. They're my go-tos. See what I did there? Go-tos? Oh, okay, I'm done. Our scripture today comes from
the book of Micah, chapter 6, verse 8. He has showed you, O man, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you? But to do justice, and to love kindness, and to walk humbly with your God.
Delicious.
All right, so let's get going. Now, the idea that I'm better than I deserve is a very appropriate one for this podcast because we don't deserve the everlasting mercy of God. I might have mentioned in the Forte Catholic podcast, if you haven't checked out the last episode, the one that aired last week, you might want to go check it out. It was all about trust, and you can't separate divine mercy and trust because we trust in God's mercy and we trust in His everlasting love for us. But I mentioned something that I probably stole from Scott Hahn that says that God is not fair, and thank God that He's not fair, because what would be of us if He were? And it's that idea that drives this podcast and this episode that basically says that I'm better than I deserve, because no matter what's going on in my life, whether I'm doing good or I'm doing bad, it's still better than a sinner deserves.
Yeah. It was my birthday recently. I turned 33.
And, yeah, it was.
And I'm not an old man by any means, nor do I feel like I'm so mature. But I don't know, man. I think I'm growing into this mold. And just the very beginning of the mold that God has created for me, which is the mold of I don't know, man. I'm not gonna try to sound all eloquent here, but I'm supposed to be a reflection of God's love. Today there was this I was at work, and then I don't know if there were a couple, but they were arguing. And, like, even the security guard felt super uncomfortable telling them to stop, because it got pretty heavy. And then I approach these people because nobody was doing anything, and it's not right that, you know, all this noise. And I go up to them, and I do tell them to stop, but in a very kind voice, not like the Catholic Radio Hour voice, but...
Hey, couple. Jesus wouldn't like that. Please stop.
Yeah, not like that, but I was like, hey, stop. Both of you. Stop. The guy looked at me like he wanted to rip my head off with his fist, but he saw that there was no malice in what I was saying. He knew that I was right, and I approached both of them with respect. It's like, whatever you guys are going through, one thing, it's nobody else's business. It's all you, between you and God. But you guys need to take a breather and have respect for each other. And then mostly the guy. It was kind kind of funny because he goes, why are you being like this?
Why are you like this?
Yeah, basically. I wanted to laugh because it reminded me of that. But he just looked, he looked puzzled at the way that they were told to stop acting like children. And I said, and you know, because I was thinking about the podcast and I was thinking about mercy, and I was like, because our God is so merciful that you guys shouldn't be disrespecting each other like that. I said something along those lines. I'm trying to be like, okay, did I really say all of that? Or which is to my point, to what I'm trying to say here is, you know, words are irrelevant. But it's just what really comes from the heart, and not from my filthy, horrible heart, but from the heart of our Lord. I say this almost every episode. You know, we're meant to be a reflection of our of Christ's love and mercy.
Our,
yeah, dude. And I know for a fact I ended it with, God's mercy wins. And I walked away. I didn't even want to look at their expression anymore because it wasn't Ramon working there. You see, mercy is not just, you know what, let me, I have to be the perpetual rookie that I am, and I'll pull up my notes, because mercy is God's way of letting us know that his fatherly promises are sacred. You know, mercy doesn't mean that things are going to get easier.
Nope.
You know, we have to go through some stuff, but with Christ's mercy, that's telling us, yes, you do have to go through some stuff, but I'm here. And if you're willing to hold my hand, I'm going to walk with you, and I'm going to guide you. And I'm not just going to give you what you want. I'm going to give you something better. I'm going to give you what you need.
I'm going to rudely interrupt and just jump in and piggyback on that, because I don't know how I came across this scripture, probably in Mass. But this came to mind as we were thinking about this. And the scripture, you know, Micah chapter 6, verse 8, is very appropriate for the whole series. But for this episode, I just couldn't get away from, I desire mercy, not sacrifice. I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners. In other words, he didn't come to a perfect place. If it were perfect, he would have been here already. You know, he would have never left. We would have never kicked him out by doubting God's love. Because Adam and Eve at some point stopped trusting that God had their best interest at heart. That's why Jesus says in Matthew 9:13, I desire mercy, not sacrifice. So those sacrifices that we can make, fasting and penance and like all this stuff, yes, we need the sacrament of reconciliation, but we don't need to worry about that guilt that comes after, like, oh yeah, I still don't feel forgiven, or I still feel bad about it. Like, yes, you're gonna feel bad about it. That's the way the devil tells you that you are not forgiven, that you could never possibly be forgiven for what you did. You know, but this is why we are always better than we deserve. It's because, yes, we deserve worse. We don't deserve to just go into a box, just spew everything that we have in our hearts and everything that's weighing us down, and then come out light as a feather. But as a matter of fact, that's the way it is. We walk in and we walk out purified. Those sins, they're obliterated. They don't exist anymore. And I don't know if I already said it in the podcast, but I was listening to this one guy named Jesse Romero. He talked about spiritual warfare, and he mentioned that confession is even better than an exorcism. And he mentioned that during exorcisms, the demon will tell the person trying to exorcise him his sins. And he would also tell the people that are helping him, like, their own sins. And so they kind of, not kind of, they really embarrass the people that are trying to get the demon out. You know, it's trying to stay in, it's trying to possess, it's trying to not leave. And if you go to confession, you have to go to confession before you even help out in an exorcism, because the demons don't know anything about your flaws, about your sins, when you show up having just received the sacrament of reconciliation. So, God's mercy, he came to call us out, us sinners. You know, so when we say better than I deserve, or not bad for a sinner, it's true. It's some of the truest stuff you can say. And I know some of our brothers and sisters who are not Catholic necessarily don't embrace that. I know I had a coworker who kind of called me out on that and like, we've been redeemed and this and that. And I'm like, yeah, but I still need Jesus.
Yeah.
I still need him because, you know what? I do stupid very often. Like on a daily basis. And he still loves me. I'm still free to be me knowing that God still loves me through it all. And if I screw up, I can go right back to him. Like we said in the last podcast, like it's not about just saying sorry and we're like back to our old ways. No, we are being called out of our sinfulness to follow him. It's not just that Christ comes to us and meets us where we are. He calls us out of where we are to follow him to eternal life.
I like how you brought up confession, because that's the... I at least from personal experience, that has been the place where I have experienced God's mercy the most. And you reminded me of this video, and I'm not even gonna talk about it because I won't do it justice, but I highly highly recommend that you go watch go on YouTube and just type in "Confession is a place of victory." And Father Mike Schmidt, who we don't really talk about.
No, we hardly mention that guy.
Father Mike Schmidt has such a beautiful way of explaining how confession truly is a place of victory and how you too can experience God's mercy one-on-one.
Link in the podcast notes.
Yeah. I wrote this down a while back, and it's quoting somebody that I'm going to have to Google it because I don't know who said this, but I don't always feel his presence. But God's promises do not depend upon my feelings. They rest upon his integrity. Being a reflection of God's love sounds like such a tall order, and it really is.
Yeah, it is.
But we've said it before, and we're going to keep saying it over and over and over again until that's drilled in our hearts. And I'm talking about Adrian and myself. We are priests, prophets, and kings. And if we're not living up to that standard that Christ, our Lord, set for us, we're not truly living. We're supposed to be that lifeline from heaven to here on earth. That lifeline that gives not just hope, but yeah, hope. You know, that mercy. The fact that we are not walking alone. That no matter how filthy and horrible and I dare say demonic stuff you guys have done, that we all have done, if your heart is truly truly sorrowful, God is gonna open up his arms to embrace you. But you gotta be willing to put in the work and get over that embarrassment that you have in confession, or whatever reservations you have about confession. It's like you're drowning and then you refuse the help because you're too stupid. And I'm saying this to myself because I've been there. So I'm Ramon is too stupid sometimes to go to confession. It's been about a little over a month for me. So, you know, it hasn't been like years or anything, but it doesn't matter. I could have went to confession yesterday, and then, you know, some of the stuff that I do is just, man, and I don't mean this in a funny way, but, you know, why am I like this? Like, I'm here talking about mercy and staying on the right path, but yet again, you know, some of the filth that goes on in my heart, like it's not of God. And that's the reason why I need God's mercy. That's why I dare say I'm better than I deserve, because all the beautiful blessings that I have every single day, I don't deserve that. But my God loves me.
He does, because you're a beautiful man, Ramon. That's why.
You're a jerk.
I know. No, but you know what? I don't look at these often. I know I mentioned, you know, give us a 5-star review here and there. But we got one on May 6th, and I didn't even realize it was there. It says, "These guys I can relate with in many ways. Keep up the good fight." That's it. It was SG Choco 18. Choco? Choco. Back in the day. May 6th, 2019. I love that. Because, you know, sometimes I wonder, like, is anyone getting anything out of this? And
I am.
Yeah, that's the thing, you know, like, I'm like, is this just kind of selfish that we're doing the podcast?
Yeah, really.
It kind of is, because, I mean, if it wasn't because of the podcast, maybe I'd be a little bit more like, it's only been a month. The church does this whole thing of, you know, you have to go to confession at least once a year. But we have the ability to go almost every day, you know, depends on where you're at. You know, where I'm at, I have a couple of parishes nearby. I have like three that I can think of just at the top of my head.
Yeah.
And one of them offers confession in the morning before Mass. So I could just go and then stay for Mass. And so I'm thinking about this, and I'm a man that does ministry. I'm a man that does a podcast, you know. And so I need to be held accountable a little bit more than most, because I'm broadcasting this stuff. You know, however many of you are out there, you know, like you're listening, and hopefully you, like the person that gave us that last review on May 6th, like, you know, people can't relate to the holiness because there's, you know, very limited holiness happening here. But if you can relate with our struggles, if you can relate with also our attempts to reach holiness, then we truly are in this together.
Saint Teresa of Calcutta. I quote her so much.
Yeah, you do.
I really do, but whatever. If God answers your prayer, he is increasing your faith. If he delays, he is increasing your patience. If he does not answer your prayer, he is preparing the best for you.
Mm. Delicious.
Mercy is not always palatable for the human mind, for the human heart, but God is always preparing what's best for you.
So pray for us.
And we'll pray for you.
Ferrum.
Ferro.
Aquitur.
Hey, thanks for listening and all the reviews. I know I kind of don't care for the reviews, but this review that Adrian read on the podcast, that's awesome, man. That's awesome. And that reminded me of a scripture from the book of Colossians, chapter 3, verse 23. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord. And whatever you guys see in this podcast, man, just thank you, because we truly are we're doing our best to be working for the Lord, and it's not a challenge, but it's what you know you have to do. So you go out and you show the world what God's love looks like.
You know what God's love looked like to me this morning? What? Reading that SB 360 is dead.
Yes.
That it didn't get the votes it needed to succeed, so the bill has been pulled from the committee and will not be moving forward. So, you can still follow up and visit keeptheseal.com. That's keeptheseal.com. If you have any questions,
ask Adrian.
No, go to the website. We don't read
stuff. DM us. We have all the answers.